right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
All right, everyone. Hello, it is Holly King. Welcome to the Wild Kingdom Wellness Podcast. Today is Tuesday, January the 27th, 2026. The moon, she is entering into the sign of Gemini this afternoon, and the color of the day today is scarlet. What am I talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning of each podcast, I read from the Llewellyn's 2026 Witch's Date Book. I've been following along with this date book for several years now, and each day when I wake up, I do what I call my morning meditation. And so I will get up, you know, I will write down what I need to do for the day. I will grab my coffee. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I will grab my Llewellyn's date book and look at the date, where the moon is, and what the color of the day is. And the reason I do that, ladies and gentlemen, is because it brings me back into a sense of awareness after sleeping, right? So most scientists will tell you that when you go to sleep, your body enters into these different wavelength phases. And so once you go to sleep and you've turned off your brain clock, right, especially if you go into REM sleep, which is a whole nother conversation, being a dream coach and all. But anyway, back to this, if you bring yourself back around into alignment every morning with some type of meditation or ritual, then ladies and gentlemen, what happens is you put yourself back into center and you are able to stop, ask yourself, where's the moon? What kind of energy is going to be coming forward today? And if you know what the color of the day is, you can then go into color therapy. Your mind can go, oh, well, I'm going to honor the color scarlet or red. And then you make a connection with everything in your surroundings. So you look around and you go, well, what do I have that's the color red? And then you know what I do, ladies and gentlemen? I then do a moment of gratitude. Okay, so that is the reason why I start all of these podcasts and all of these videos off with the date, the color of the day, and where the moon is. So since the moon today on Tuesday, January the 27th, will be in the sign of Gemini, that is air, communication, technology. Gemini is ruled by the planet Mercury. So if you really start to tap into what you should be working on today as a person, and you know where the moon is, you can go, oh, well, Gemini is an air sign. Air sign means communication. Maybe today's a good day to write a blog. That is how I work my work, ladies and gentlemen. So I digress. What do I want to talk about today? Well, I have some announcements to make. So if you find this podcast through Apple, Spotify, YouTube, my website, thereikistation.coach, all of those different places that you can locate Wild Kingdom Wellness, I'm on TikTok. I am still on Instagram. Guys, I have made a massive decision to come off of Facebook effective immediately. So if you are hearing the sound of my voice today, please make sure that you know how to find me down the road, because Facebook, y'all, has become a toxic dumping ground. And as a commentator, as an independent woman, as somebody who likes to share vital information about health and wellness, including spiritual health, which is super important, mental health, which is also super important, and your emotional health, which is really, really important. Guys, I had to pull myself off of Facebook, and it was at the drop of a hat, okay? So I basically said, you know what? I've been battling in the mind. I've had this conversation with myself for weeks and weeks to whether or not Facebook is healthy for me as a person, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially. Is it? Was it? And the answer to myself was no. I'm done. I'm out. Get me off of this platform, because it has gotten me inside of a locked hamster wheel mentally, okay? You know, I'm always looking at my phone, wondering, not even worrying. I also worry. And I worry about my kids. I worry about my friends. I worry about my clients, my mom. Like, I find myself on Facebook, guys, ladies, gentlemen, and I'm like, is so-and-so okay? What's going on? What's the update? All the while, as someone who is a prayer warrior for most people, okay, I will, you know, pray for people all the time. What that does is it causes my brain to worry about that person all day long instead of paying attention to what is really in front of me, like this piece of paper and this pencil, okay? And so I have learned, after being on Facebook for approximately 14 years, I'm just going to say, I think it was 14 years ago when I joined Facebook, but I cannot remember because my brain cells are fried. They're fried from scrolling through too many posts and too many photos. But y'all, a quarter of my life has been spent on Facebook. Like, that just dawned on me, y'all. Listen, are you hearing me? A quarter of my life I have spent on Facebook doing what? Building a business, building connections. You know, I had 2,400 friends on Facebook when I deleted my Facebook the other day. And ladies and gentlemen, only about 100 of them are really my friends. So 2,400 people scrolling on my statuses, right? You know, and out of that, maybe 100 people really mean something to me in my daily life and in my inner circle. Now, there's a lot of history that's out there on Facebook. I've got ex-husbands. I've got multiple ex-husbands. You know, my kids were younger. Like, I have memories on Facebook that I'm going to lose via to the tech gods, okay? Because I'm not going to download 10,000 photos, you know, because it's time for me to live in the moment and not in the past, okay? So if I were real smart, which I have been smart at times, you know, I will have printed a handful of memories off of my cell phone that have meant something to me over the last 14 years. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I just need to move the F on. Like, I need to go on with life and realize that life, our lives should not be consumed by Facebook. Okay. And I also know that those people that know me and know me well know, as a spiritual coach, I also have a concern about AI as an entity and whether or not human beings are going to be able to resist the geomagnetic genetic change that is happening to your body at rapid speed. Where will you be? What is technology going to look like in 3 to 5 years? Okay. Because if you ask Elon Musk and all of his tech buddies, because they're all buddy buddies, right? They're tech gods, little g. Okay. So what does Elon and Sam Altman and Larry Ellison, which is Oracle, if you all are not familiar with that, look it up. Okay. Basically, Oracle is the technology that houses programs like Epic, which is where all the medical data goes all over the US. It says, hey, I went to the doctor, they prescribed me this, pardon, I got this prescription drug. So basically, Oracle is governing Epic, which is your vital medical record. So anyway, we'll talk about that on a completely different day and podcast, because right now I want my audience to understand why I got off Facebook. Okay, so I'm done. I deleted it. There were a whole lot of clicks to try to get through coming off of Facebook, because Facebook really wanted me to know how much I was going to be losing by deleting my Facebook account and going on with my life and living my life through mediums, okay, through real people and real connection. Was I going to lose out on Facebook by completely letting that go? And I just kept clicking and going, bye, bye, bye. I'm not doing this anymore. Do you all hear that in my voice? That is authority, okay? I'm not doing this anymore. What I am doing is I am redirecting my voice to other channels, okay? Find your channel, you will find your freedom. That is my tagline. I copy wrote that, okay? That has a trademark on it. Find your channel, find your freedom, okay? And that's what Wild Kingdom Wellness is all about. It's not about me telling you to eat the cookie or not the cookie, or high fructose corn syrup is gonna, cause you to be itchy, or whatever you want to know about mind body spirit connection, whatever it is you want to know about the mind body spirit connection, then I want to become, ladies and gentlemen, a valuable resource of information as a spiritual life coach for the people who are listening to the sound of my voice. So it is. But y'all, things are changing. So I want to talk for 2 seconds about where we are in the astrology right now, because as you know, I started this podcast today telling you where the moon was, what the color of the day was. But ladies and gentlemen, listen. Many of you all do know that I am an astrologer, okay? I am an intermediate astrologer by profession and by trade. I can look at your natal chart and go, things that make you go, okay? That's what my brain does. It reads in patterns, okay? And for those of you all that don't know, I am a double Scorpio with a Cancer moon. So when my astrologer peers start listening to this Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast, I want you to understand something about me as a person, okay? I'm a double Scorpio with a Cancer moon, and my Chiron is in Aries. Now, if you know, I know you know, okay? But what's that got to do with today? Well, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we had a big shift in the universe, okay? Drum roll, please, to my girls and guys who follow the sun, moon, and stars. On January the 26th, 2026, yesterday, Neptune entered Aries. All you Pisces need to be perking up right now. Anyone under the sound of my voice that's a Pisces, I want you to stop, drop, and listen, because yesterday, Neptune, your planetary ruler, Pisceans, okay, he moved into Aries, the sign of Aries. So Neptune just took his full-on journey cycle, whatever you want to call it, menstrual cycle. Neptune just did the universal menstrual cycle around the world, around the universe, and is now in the first sign of the zodiac, Aries. So Neptune is now in Aries. Again, some of you are like, what the hell does that got to do with anything? If you know, you know. Okay. If you have the planetary ruler of Pisces, which is fantasy and dreams and disillusionment and illusionment, okay, it's your brain going, I wish things were different. Your brain says, I want to be a part of that party or that society. Neptune says, I feel your expression and your deepest, darkest desires. Okay, that's Piscean Neptune energy. That energy just stepped into the sign of Aries as a constellation. So if I were to break this down into mythology, I want y'all to think about Olympian gods for a minute, okay? You got King Neptune, which is, if you thought about it in real person, it would be the dude under the sea that was Ariel in Disney's Ariel's dad. What was his name? With the trident, okay? Because the sign of Neptune is the trident, y'all. So I want you to think about King Neptune, Ariel's dad. Maybe that was his name. I can't remember. I have people that I know would remember, though. Going into the fiery sign of Aries, okay? Fire and water, they don't get along that well. They can get along as an element, okay? But you have a dreamy, false reality, I wish, I want, I hope, sign of the zodiac, walking right into the fiery sign of Aries with the planetary ruler of Mars, which is the god of conflict and war. I said it. war. W-I-R. War. If you're from Kentucky, okay, we call it war. So your dreams just stepped into conflict. Yes, silence. But guys, that's the kind of energy we have going on right now. All of everything that you wanted in 2025 is now coming to the forefront of 2026. We are about to step into the Chinese zodiac, the Chinese astrology. I think it's February 16th or 19th. I get my sixes and my nines all mixed up in my head, y'all. But in a couple of weeks, we're stepping into the fire horse energy of Chinese astrology. Neptune just went into Aries. If you know astrology on any level, you're going to go, my God, what do I do? Well, for people who are awake, you just need to sit still, okay? Sit still and watch it burn. Sit still. To my spiritual brothers and sisters, sit still, okay? Listen, don't do anything for the next 2 weeks that you don't have to do. I want you to sit still. So, today's Tuesday, the 27th, and this Gemini energy is a message for you all to wake up. Listen to the sound of my voice, okay? Follow me on this podcast. Get off of Facebook if you want, if you'd like, if you can. And if you can't, I want you to ask yourself, why can't you get off of Facebook? What is it that is keeping you tied there? Is it your business? Is it the fear of missing out that somebody won't see what you have to say? That makes no sense. I don't care if people see what I have to say anymore. I want them to hear what I have to say. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's going to make this one of the most viral shows on Apple that you have ever seen go viral. I claim it in the name of Jesus. And so it is. So anyway, guys, I love you. That's all I wanted to say today. I just wanted to get you prepped and ready. Clap on, clap off. Prepped and ready for what's to come. Especially when you're listening to the Wild Kingdom Wellness Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, live the dream. We'll see you later. Have a great day. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Subscribe. We'll see you. Bye.
All right, guys. Just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later, all right? Bye.